Could an AI-powered command line revolutionize DevOps as we know it? Welcome to the OpenAI Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Monday, April 21st, 2025. Here's what you need to know about how OpenAI's new tool, Codex CLI, is transforming the DevOps landscape. Let's dive in. OpenAI has launched Codex CLI, an open-source tool that directly integrates its advanced artificial intelligence models into local terminal environments. Announced on April 16, 2025, this tool marks a significant step forward in AI-assisted development workflows. It represents OpenAI's continued effort to integrate AI more deeply into the software development lifecycle, with particular implications for DevOps practitioners. Imagine you're a DevOps professional who spends most of your day in terminal interfaces. Codex CLI bridges OpenAI's powerful models and local development environments, enabling AI-driven code writing, editing, and task automation directly from the command line. This integration offers unprecedented opportunities to accelerate repetitive tasks and focus on higher-value work. Codex CLI isn't just about generating code. It interprets natural language commands for complex operations, automatically generates scripts for routine tasks, and even optimizes code based on best practices. It integrates seamlessly with existing CI/CD pipelines and offers multimodal reasoning capabilities, allowing developers to use screenshots or sketches as inputs. This makes it particularly powerful for scenarios where visual context is essential, like debugging user interface issues or understanding system architecture diagrams. This tool aligns with OpenAI's broader vision of agentic software engineering, where AI takes an increasingly active role in the development process. While the fully autonomous software engineer hasn't yet been described in OpenAI's future roadmap, Codex CLI represents a meaningful step in that direction. In 2025, OpenAI is positioning itself to lead in agentic AI, offering various specialized agents for enterprise use cases. DevOps teams stand to benefit significantly as routine operational tasks become prime candidates for AI automation. OpenAI has released Codex CLI as an open-source tool, inviting community contributions and customizations. This acknowledges the diverse needs of DevOps environments and enables specialized adaptations across different technology stacks. OpenAI is also offering $1 million in API grants to eligible software development projects, encouraging adoption and innovation with $25,000 blocks of API credits. This investment signals OpenAI's commitment to making Codex CLI a staple in development environments. While Codex CLI offers exciting possibilities, DevOps teams should approach its implementation thoughtfully. AI coding tools can sometimes introduce security vulnerabilities and bugs, making it essential to have appropriate review processes in place when using them with sensitive systems or projects. Organizations should consider integrating Codex CLI within existing DevOps processes, including robust testing and security validation, rather than treating it as a replacement for human oversight. As tools like Codex CLI mature, we can expect AI to become an increasingly integral part of the DevOps workflow. The ability to express complex operational needs in natural language and automatically translate them into working code represents a significant shift in how teams interact with their infrastructure. For forward-thinking DevOps organizations, Codex CLI offers an opportunity to explore today's future, leveraging OpenAI's cutting-edge models to enhance productivity while maintaining necessary control over critical systems. OpenAI and Meta, once hailed as leaders in the large language model field, are stumbling as Google surges ahead with its new breakthroughs. It's a surprising twist, right? For years, OpenAI's GPT models and Meta's open-weight models were at the forefront, setting the pace and standards for the industry. But now, Google's latest advancements are turning heads and shifting the narrative. Imagine being at the top of your game, like a basketball team that's won every championship for years, only to suddenly see a new competitor come in and start winning games with a fresh strategy. That's what's happening in the world of AI right now. Google, with its Gemini 2.5 Pro, is taking the lead, leaving OpenAI and Meta to play catch-up. So why does this matter? Well, large language models are crucial for developing AI that can understand and generate human-like text. They power everything from chatbots to sophisticated data analysis tools. With Google's Gemini 2.5 Pro now at the top, it means a shift in who sets the pace for AI development, which could influence the entire tech landscape. In a recent report, Ben Larica, founder of the AI consulting company Gradient Flow, pointed out that Meta's recent release of Llama 4 did not go as planned. It was launched on a weekend, which is not typical for major tech announcements, and it faced criticism for its performance and the way it was ranked on LM Arena. It seems like Meta was trying to reassure everyone they were still in the game, but without all their ducks in a row. Meanwhile, OpenAI's GPT-4.5, although powerful, faced backlash due to its high cost. The API pricing was a whopping $150 per million output tokens, which is significantly higher than previous models. OpenAI had to wind down its API access for GPT-4.5, focusing instead on a more economical model, GPT-4.1. It's like when a restaurant introduces a fancy new dish that's too expensive for most diners, and they have to switch back to something more affordable to keep customers happy. On the flip side, Google's Gemini 2.5 Pro is not just leading in performance, but also in affordability. It's free to use through their app and competitively priced for API access. This combination of high performance and low cost is attracting developers and making Google's tools the go-to choice for many. Ben Larica summed it up well, saying that while he still uses OpenAI's tools, he finds himself leaning towards Google's offerings for high-volume tasks due to their lower costs. Even though OpenAI and Meta aren't out of the game yet, the momentum is definitely in Google's favor right now. With their strong rankings and benchmark performances, they're setting a new standard in the AI community. OpenAI is raising alarms about DeepSeek, a Chinese AI startup, accusing it of unlawfully using its data to train AI models. The allegations suggest that DeepSeek might have bypassed legal and ethical standards, leveraging OpenAI's data without permission. Imagine if someone snuck into your office, copied all your hard work, and used it to build their own empire. That's essentially what OpenAI claims happened here. The stakes are high, and not just for OpenAI. A bipartisan House committee in the United States has labeled DeepSeek a profound threat to national security. This isn't just corporate rivalry. It's about safeguarding sensitive data and maintaining technological leadership. The committee's concerns extend to DeepSeek's alleged ties with the Chinese government, suggesting a potential misuse of AI capabilities for state purposes. It's a bit like a spy thriller, isn't it? The committee claims that DeepSeek's founder, Liang Wenfeng, operates within a complex network involving a state-linked hardware distributor and Zhejiang Lab, a Chinese research institute. This integrated ecosystem allegedly facilitates the unauthorized scraping of user data, which OpenAI asserts was used to train DeepSeek's R1 model. The depth of these connections paints a picture of a well-orchestrated operation, possibly with significant backing. But here's where it gets really intriguing. Despite export bans from the United States, DeepSeek reportedly acquired 50,000 NVIDIA Hopper GPUs, worth about $1.6 billion, to develop its models. It's like watching a game of chess, where each move has significant geopolitical implications. How exactly these chips ended up in DeepSeek's hands remains a question, raising eyebrows about global tech supply chains and enforcement of export restrictions. OpenAI's accusations are serious, suggesting that DeepSeek employees bypassed guardrails to speed up their AI's development at a lower cost. This isn't just about cutting corners. It's about potentially compromising the integrity and security of AI systems worldwide. The report also touches on concerns about DeepSeek's search results, which allegedly promote Chinese propaganda, adding another layer of complexity to the issue. In this rapidly evolving landscape, the allegations against DeepSeek highlight the broader challenges of data security and ethical AI development. As we navigate these turbulent waters, the story underscores the importance of vigilance and robust international cooperation in the AI field. OpenAI's claims may just be the tip of the iceberg in a saga that could redefine global AI dynamics. OpenAI and SoftBank are seriously considering the United Kingdom as the first international site for their massive Stargate AI infrastructure project. This initiative is no small feat, aiming to ramp up AI compute capacity with an initial $100 billion investment, potentially growing to $500 billion over 4 years. The United Kingdom is currently leading the race over countries like Germany and France, thanks in part to Prime Minister Keir Starmer's proactive push for artificial intelligence investment. Now picture this. The United Kingdom is positioning itself as a global powerhouse for AI development. The government is not just sitting back. They're actively laying down the groundwork to attract such monumental projects. With efforts like the AI Energy Council, supercomputing hubs, and what they call growth zones, the United Kingdom is creating an AI-ready ecosystem that's hard for global tech giants to resist. Why does this matter so much? Well, the Stargate project is a partnership between OpenAI, SoftBank, and Oracle, and it could redefine the landscape of AI infrastructure globally. The United Kingdom's commitment to developing a state-of-the-art supercomputing facility is part of this vision, aiming to double the capacity of the national AI research resource. Imagine the potential for innovation with these resources at hand. Sam Altman, OpenAI's CEO, has been quite vocal about his enthusiasm for this project. He mentioned he would love to see a Stargate Europe, noting that he's had promising conversations across the continent. It seems like everyone wants a piece of the Stargate pie, with governments worldwide reaching out to discuss bringing this infrastructure to their countries. However, there's a catch. The expansion to the United Kingdom, or anywhere else for that matter, hinges on the success of the initial phase in the United States. The Stargate initiative was first announced by former President Donald Trump, aiming to significantly boost AI infrastructure across the country. So, the eyes of the world are on this project to see if it can truly deliver on its ambitious promises. On the home front, the United Kingdom is not just relying on hope. They've launched an ambitious AI Opportunities Action Plan to cement their status as a leader in AI technology. This includes significant investments in infrastructure, regulatory frameworks, and talent development. It's all part of a bigger picture to harness AI's transformative potential across various sectors. And it gets even more intriguing. The United Kingdom has established AI growth zones, areas with enhanced access to power and streamlined planning approvals to speed up AI infrastructure development. The first of these zones is planned for Culham, with a capacity starting at 100 megawatts and scaling up to 500 megawatts. This is part of a broader strategy to ensure the country's energy system can support the rapid expansion of AI infrastructure. The stakes are high, and the potential impact is enormous. The Stargate project is not just about expanding infrastructure, it's about aligning the United Kingdom's clean energy ambitions with the growing demand for power-hungry AI systems. It's a bold move that places AI and clean energy at the heart of the United Kingdom's economic growth strategy, setting the stage for what could be a transformative era in technology. Sam Altman, OpenAI's CEO, has pulled back the curtain on a surprising aspect of AI operations. Simple gestures like saying please and thank you are costing the company millions. Yes, you heard that right. These polite phrases, while seemingly trivial, actually have a hefty price tag in terms of the computational resources they demand. It's a bit of a shocker, isn't it? This all came to light during a lively exchange on social media, where Sam Altman responded to a question about the electricity costs associated with these polite expressions. His response? Tens of millions of dollars well spent. It's a cheeky way to acknowledge the hidden costs of running large language models like ChatGPT, while also appreciating the politeness of its users. The comment quickly went viral, drawing attention to the massive energy demands of AI. Did you know a single query to ChatGPT-4 uses about 2.9 watt-hours of electricity? That's roughly 10 times more than what a standard Google search consumes. Multiply that by over a billion queries per day, and you're looking at about 2.9 million kilowatt-hours daily. That's a staggering amount of energy. Recently, there's been a spike in ChatGPT usage, especially during the viral Ghibli-style trend. Users flocked to the platform to generate images, pushing OpenAI's infrastructure to its limits. Sam Altman even had to ask users to ease off on image generation to prevent overloading the servers. It's clear that as AI becomes more integrated into our daily lives, the demand on resources is only going to grow. Some folks on the internet have been having a bit of fun with this. One person suggested a client-side solution for generating a simple "You're welcome" response to save on server power. Another joked that maybe ChatGPT should skip ending messages with questions to cut down on computing cycles. While these suggestions are tongue-in-cheek, they highlight the creative ways people think about optimizing AI use. So, what's the takeaway here? The growing popularity of AI tools like ChatGPT is reshaping how we think about energy consumption and efficiency. As these systems continue to scale, finding ways to balance user engagement with sustainable practices will be key. It's a fascinating intersection of technology, resource management, and user experience. That's it for today's OpenAI Daily Brief. From the surprising costs of polite AI interactions to the ongoing energy challenges, it's clear that the landscape of artificial intelligence is as dynamic as ever. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle signing off. Until next time.